This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.
The West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock and co-host Kevin Bowersock. Today's show is brought to you by West Escondido, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. All part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian and Kevin at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. Now, here's your Auto Talk host, Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome to Auto Talk Radio on this Labor Day weekend, right?
Yes.
I love talking about fixing cars, especially on a Labor Day weekend. Anyway, all good stuff. All cool stuff going on in the news, too, today.
Like what?
Well, you know, I only want to talk about the news, like, this past week. So, as you all know, we've done multiple shows on EVs, electric vehicles coming out, and all stuff, and all the great stuff. And there's some really cool stuff that came out in relation to that this week they're talking about. So, they want everybody to buy EVs, and they're giving you this money here in California, and all that great stuff. And they're really pushing these cars, and you know, they were talking about 2035. They're not selling any more gas-powered vehicles after 2035, et cetera, et cetera. And then they come out and said, all you people with electric vehicles, please do not charge them between 4 and 9 p.m. because we are having it. This is not a very thought out plan. It's kind of our government, though. Am I right?
Right.
It's cart. My favorite saying, cart before the horse. You know, if you put the cart in front of the horse don't know what to do. He's just staring at the back of the car, right?
I'm telling you, Dave Stahl has some interesting analogies for all these EV.
Well, me and him talked about a lot of this, man.
Yeah.
And I have to stay away from when he usually stops by the my Escondido location once a week. Dave does swings in. I caught coffee with Dave. But so if I run into him, boy, me and him can get to talking pretty soon. I wasted an hour, like, you know, we're just talking about cars and electric vehicles. And that's been a big topic, right?
Yep.
Talk about it a lot. So, yep. And Dave does a lot. He's like me. He's on the same position I am. And that is, man, there's no way. You know, I mean, you could do it, but you're not. And what are you going to do when you can't charge your car? All right, I got a better one for you. What are you going to do when you were told not to charge your car? You don't charge your car. It's not charged up. And all of a sudden we have a wildfire and now you can't leave your house.
Then you have to ask a neighbor, hey, can I borrow your gas for a car? I guess if that's the case. But, you know, I know what you're
And your neighbor
talking
might
about.
Laugh at you and just drive off.
Well, he don't have one neither.
Yeah, what if the whole neighborhood doesn't?
Yeah.
Yeah, everything's electric.
Yep. I don't know what
because
to say.
Because he went to buy a gasoline car and couldn't buy one either because it was after the year.
You know? And you know the... Hey, folks, anything automotive related before we keep going on this 1-888-344-1170, 888-344-1170. If you want to throw in on this EV thing, this isn't really what I wrote the show about today, but I was thinking about all this stuff. Which is a hot topic right now, right? I mean, it's just so interesting that... pushing this direction. And I've talked about a second thing before, like all the precious materials to make an electric vehicle, mm-hmm. by the time you're mining and all this, and you can research this yourself, the carbon footprint of an electric vehicle is larger over lifetime from cradle to grave, and I mean producing all the parts, than the same thing, gas vehicle, cradle to grave, it has a lesser carbon footprint.
Again, are you surprised by any of this, to be honest, though?
Well, I was a bit surprised by it initially while ago. Because
I kind
we're
of
touting
knew it
this
already.
Is environmentally friendly.
Yeah, so. But I kind of knew it already as saying, like, this is what you're talking about here is not going to help the environment in the slightest. Mm. I already knew that batteries are hurting more and more of today's environment than actually gas-powered cars and everything.
So,
and did you also hear about Project Nexus? This is like the government's response to the whole thing is obviously we're in a heat wave right now,
uh-huh.
and it's hurting a lot of reservoirs. So what they're going to do is they're going to build 3 solar panels over these reservoirs to help it from not evaporating. And it's a solar panel as well. And it's going to go link into charging stations. But once again, we've already said before that science has proven that these solar panels, don't charge these cards fast enough either, mm-hmm. and it's not going to do much either.
So the only way to do that would be if they have humongous storage batteries at these charging facilities. I mean, big, solar panels charge the batteries, and then the batteries charge the cars, and
that's what they're doing.
How unenvironmentally friendly is all that?
I'm telling you.
So are you telling me when you go boating on Lake Mead, there'll be a big solar panel over the top of you? You can't get any sun?
Not Lake Mead on the top of my head, but Lake Mead was part of, they're testing it out over three reservoirs, and then they're thinking about putting it over. And then that's just going to ruin the fun,
Brendan,
going to Lake Mead, too.
You won't need any sunscreen anymore. There'll be a canopy over you where you boat all the time.
There's like a one little sunspot there. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, I can reach.
Like 12 people lining, your boat's lining up to get a tan. Only get 15 minutes in the sun, and then you need to move on.
It's not a smart idea, is all I'm getting at.
It sounds funny, but some of the things we come up with are the stupidest things, and I hate to say that. I don't like to call anybody stupid, but okay, let's go with not the smartest ideas in the world, okay?
I think that's a good idea.
That's a good idea. Let's go with that. Not the smartest ideas in the world they come up with. This whole electric car thing, you know, you have to kind of back it up and think about why does this... Somebody somewhere, and even Elon Musk this week did a press conference. He was, I think it was over in... I don't know where he was, Switzerland or something like that. And he was he did not a press conference, but he was doing a kind of a talk with somebody. And he said, we need to stop with all this trying to stop, using fossil fuels and all that. We need fossil fuels. And a big thing with the whole fossil fuel thing, which is why they say they're pushing electric cars because they don't want to burn fossil fuels and it's bad for the environment, producing electricity, we burn fossil fuels to do so because we've done away with nuclear power plants. Those were actually the cleanest power plants that we had that didn't produce, you know. So we've done away with those. So we have coal and natural gas fired electricity. And then we have solar and turbine. That's how we're producing electricity these days, right?
Right.
Most of it, though, is natural gas and coal. Most of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are those fossil fuels?
Yes.
Oh, good, good, good. That's what I thought they were. But anyway, Elon Musk even said that, like, this whole pushing on electric vehicles have their place, he said, but pushing it to everybody is just not going to work out. So, and it's not. And we see this. And like we roll back to here is, you know, now don't charge your vehicles during this time. Don't, you know, turn down your AC. Our electrical infrastructure, grid are still so old and so dilapidated that there's just no, I mean, it's not up to what they want to do with it. They should have started there. They restructured all of that and then said, hey, we built this really cool thing. You guys should buy electric cars now. That'd be okay. But once again, we got the donkey staring at the back of the cart and he doesn't know what to do.
There's another Dave Stahl analogy for you right there. the press conference was in Norway, I believe.
Okay, there you go. I knew it was over there somewhere.
And also there's a hunger strike going to Norway with Tesla workers there too.
So, oh, there is?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Although Elon's still predicting 20 billion cars will be built still by the time.
Oh, no. He is the top producer of electric cars in the world, mm-hmm. but it's just interesting. Listen, he's also a very smart man, I think. I mean, I listen to a lot of stuff that he says.
I will say financially, as I've seen in interviews, I'm like, oh, gosh, you're so irritating to listen to sometimes.
Well, I'm just talking financially and business.
No, financially, I agree with you. And he knows the stock market very well. As much as I disagree with, like, cryptocurrency and all that stuff, he understands that realm really well, surprisingly enough. Mm-hmm. And again, look at where Tesla is. It's one of the most expensive stock market prices out there, but there's a reason why it went up that high, and there's a reason why this business is going so well from him. You know, other car companies have been struggling as of late here and there, and mm-hmm. Tesla's been just doing just fine. Correct. In all honesty. So I agree with you. Financially, he is very smart, and he does say a few things you have to scutter through.
But, and he says, when in dealing with certain things, honest truth, like he did with fossil fuels. I mean, truly, he's the biggest electric car manufacturer in the world, right? He could lie like everybody else does and say, no, electric cars thing. But he's straight up honest, like, hey, We need to stop it. We still need fossil fuels. And the world economy is built on fossil fuels, right?
100%.
The way we're shoving it down is what happens with... We're not in the greatest place right now, as we all can agree. So some of us would not agree to that. But most of us think that economically and everything else, we're not. And it's all this... pushing into things that we shouldn't be right now. But that's another story for a different day, because we're talking about electric vehicles. So that's just my interesting beginning take on that today with the whole charging thing and don't charge between 4 and 9. Matter of fact, as I was driving here, the reason made me think of the freeway signs are saying, save electricity. Do not use electricity between 4 and 9 p.m. or reduce electrical use between 4 and 9 p.m. or whatever it says.
So I'm going to turn off all my clocks and just charge my electric vehicle, guys, okay? Mm-hmm. So don't call me. I'm turning off my cell phone. Don't plug in chargers. So I'm going to take out my refrigerator out of the house.
You know, I'm very fortunate, and I put solar on my house back in, I think it was, I think 2003. So it's been almost 10 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And the solar I have on my house, I can run the air conditioning and everything else all day long and all year long. And usually I get a $150 credit from the, I don't actually pay for any electricity. I get a $150 credit from the electrical, San Diego Gas and Electric, yeah. Yearly.
Yeah.
So I just, you know, run my electricity all. And
have you replaced your solar panels yet?
Nope.
Nope.
That's, they have a 25-year guarantee.
25-year. Okay.
Yeah. Mine are the ones made in the U.S., the really good ones.
Yes, absolutely.
So I did all that, I researched it and did it. So, you know, so everything's sun power, actually, is what it is, which is top of the line then. I think it is still now top of the line stuff. So, you know, it's all working great. It's been doing it for years. I realized that when I, and so there, solar's not bad for everything. That's my point. And I realized when I did it that I figured out at the cost of electricity back then with just 20 years, without figuring in electricity going up in cost, that if I did that, I would save $127,000 over the 20-year course. That's lots of money.
That's a pretty penny right
there. That's a pretty penny, yeah.
The prettiest penny I've ever seen.
Yeah. So, you know, you'd look at those things, and obviously there's an initial outlay of money to do so, but it is what it is. So I guess I could buy a Tesla and charge it if I wanted to. My neighbor's got two. He bought a brand new one and asked me if I wanted to...
drive it?
No, buy his old one. I said no. I'm good.
You like your Ford?
I do. I love my Ford Ranger. It gets a lot better gas mileage than my F-250 used to, though. So, kind of glad I bought that before things started going wrong there. Anyway, all right, folks, 1-888-344-1170. We'll talk about EVs. We're going to talk about anything automotive related. So, I just want to start the show off with that on this happy Labor Day weekend. If you're awake and you're thinking about cars, give us a call. We're going to talk a little bit today also about noises from your vehicle. Is it a concern or not? Great stuff. And, enjoy talking cars and all that. 1-888-344-1170. We're going to take our first break here real quick. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170, 96.1 FM in North County. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. I appreciate you joining me here on this Labor Day weekend as we are here live just talking cars and everything about cars. Air conditioning would have been a great thing to talk about today. I just thought about that. It's a bit warm out, isn't it, Kevin?
Oh, yeah.
Just a tad bit. like standing in an oven yesterday. You know, it's extreme when you go from like 99 degrees and then you walk into air conditioning, it's like 74 degrees or 2 degrees or whatever it is.
I know what you mean. Yep.
I mean,
it's
like,
a huge difference.
Woo, walking into a freezer. It's all good stuff, though. All right, folks. I do want to remind you, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission. Up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido, AAA approved and STAR certified for over 29 years, taking care of folks up there in North County. That was our first store. And West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission, 8844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon, AAA approved and SMOG certified, taking care of folks out there in East County for over 9 years now, coming up on 10. And West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue, right in central San Diego. AAA approved and SMOG certified over there. Taking care of folks right there in central San Diego for 5 years, believe it or not. Time flies when you're having fun, man.
Yep.
And our newest store, which is not so new anymore, heading up on 4 years. West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, 5726 Miramar Road, in Eastgate Mall, AAA approved and STAR certified. Taking care of folks over there, heading up to 4 years right now. All good stuff. All of us at the West Automotive Group, me, myself, my employees, and everybody come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio because we believe in the same philosophy. We never put money ahead of people. Very important that we recommend and service your vehicle as we would our own family members' vehicles. And that's what that's all about. Stop in to have your vehicle service repair and find out what quality automotive service repair is all about for sure. The West Automotive Group is also proud to offer 6 months no interest for your vehicle service and repair needs on approved credit. We have several arms. This is a great thing because it's a West Automotive Group credit card, basically. But every time you use it, you can use the 6 months no interest part. And when you do that, then you have 6 months to pay it off. Good stuff. You can take advantage of our CertiCare transmission diagnosis and our quality diagnosis from a certified master technician. I always tell folks the best money ever spent on any repair is with a qualified technician at a quality facility to get a proper diagnosis. That will save you money in the long run. We see all too many times cars for all kinds of different things come in that have been misdiagnosed or misrepaired or parts thrown at them. And you got a lot of money in the car already. You still got to go forward and figure out what's wrong and spend more. So that's not what we like to have happen. But we do see a lot of vehicles come to us after something like that's happened. And then, of course, you know, it's tough. You don't want to have to waste money. So let's get it diagnosed properly the first time, get it repaired, and get you back on the road properly with a good warranty. We also have free shuttle rides to or from work or home and low-cost rental vehicles at all four locations if you need them. That's westautomotivegroup.com, westautomotivegroup.com. And you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram from there. You can also check out the Auto Man segments. We're on the Auto Man on the CW and Fox 5, and also Auto Talk Radio, as far as that goes. Or email me anytime at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. But give us a call this morning, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Also, remember, if you want to download our podcast, they're available through Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pandora, Deezer, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartRadio.com, and tune in. Almost any place they put a podcast, you can find us there. Just go to The Answer San Diego, 1170 AM, San Diego, and then click on Weekend Shows, and you'll find Auto Talk Radio right there. All right, good stuff, as we're talking about all things automotive. Let's real quick here. Uh-oh. Let's grab Fred. Good morning, Fred.
Hey, guys. Sorry about that. I had you on Bluetooth. How you doing?
Doing great this morning. How about yourself? Staying cool out there?
Good, good. Yesterday... I moved. I'm in the process of moving from San Diego, and I got an apartment in Studio City. And there's an interesting story here. There's a phone app where I rented a 1988 GMC van. vehicle ran great. It was a former van that was used at Folsom Prison, so the miles were really low. It had like 40-some thousand on it.
Nice.
But when I started driving it, the guy that I rented from was out of town, and when I hit the brake, there was just that slight vibration of like, oh geez, he's got a rotor and or caliper issue probably with this thing. And the further I drove up, the worse it got, to the point where if I was going over 35, 40 miles an hour, it was violently shaking.
Just while driving or just when stepping on the brakes?
Just when stepping on the brakes, gotcha. But also I started noticing a little bit of a noise, like a whoop, whoop, whoop in the right front part. So I'm like, this thing's probably, obviously malfunctioning. But what I did was, and luckily, I'm 59 years old, so that's the kind of car I grew up driving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't have crash sensors. It didn't even have cruise control, which is a blessing. So I just purposely drove in rush hour traffic and backed off the throttle when I was looking ahead for brake lights. And I made it the rest of the way there and back.
There you go. Yeah. Well, at least the rush hour traffic, you didn't have to go very fast, huh?
Yeah, that was exactly what the point I was trying to make was. I could just kind of take it easy, and but it's funny too because my question is on air conditioning. What I kind of noticed in that vehicle, it was blowing cold, but it was so hot and sunny yesterday up in the valley, and this thing had windows in it that I kind of felt like the sun and the heat was penetrating it. So even though I had the air conditioner going, it was still like a little bit warm in there.
Yeah.
In the cabin.
Well, that's a lot. Well, especially if that van probably doesn't have a second rear air in the back of it. And that's a lot of space to try to cool and everything in one shot. And the systems weren't that efficient back then either. So what did you say? It was an 85? Yeah. What year was it?
88.
88. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it ran great. I don't know what kind of motor it had, but, as far as...
Was it a Dodge van?
And all that, it was a Chevy.
Oh, probably a 5.7 liter or a straight six in it, one of the two. That's what they used back then.
Yeah,
so.
All good. My other question, though, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I said all good. What did you have another question?
Yeah, I do, and it's also related to air conditioning, but for... more modern cars. I have a 2012 Honda Fit and the car I'm driving right now, which is the 2015 Lincoln MTZ Hybrid that I both had serviced at your shop.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, this Lincoln, it's got 88,000 on it. I talked to you guys before and I talked to Kristen and she's like, just maintain the thing. You'll get probably close to 200 grand mileage out of it.
Oh, yeah.
If not more, as long as you maintain it. And so this is the question I have, and I don't know if this is a maintenance thing that you guys recommend or if it's just wait until it starts acting up. And that is air conditioning. Is it preferable to just get the air conditioner serviced every so often, or do you just kind of wait for it to start turning warm?
Well, as far as servicing, we don't recommend changing. You don't change Freon out or anything like that. So typically what we do is just performance check it and replace like the cabin filters on it. Obviously that helps it be more efficient, clean cabin filters, check the belt. And then we just check the vent temperature. If the vent temperatures are perfect, there's no need. It obviously the Freon's full then and all that. And there's no need to do anything with Freon as far as that goes, because that is a closed system. And as long as everything's working in it, there's nothing in there to change because it has its own oil and all that. And unlike a combustion system or items like that, it doesn't, it just goes until there's a problem. You're right. So in a problem will either be a leak or a compressor problem or something like that. And there's nothing really to do to prevent that eventually as far as that go. And some systems last forever, so you just never know.
That, that's encouraging because two other quick points. As I get it maintained, on a regular basis, both vehicles, the cabin air filter is routinely changed out. And it was explained to me that is something that's really important that some people neglect. And the other point I was going to make was I always make sure once the car is cooled off that I hit the little button or icon on the dash panel that tells me to circulate the air internally.
Recirculation,
yeah. The air from the outside. Yeah, and it does wonders. It really does.
And also, easier on the system to keep the car cool inside once at that point, because all it's doing is recooling the cold air versus pulling really hot air from outside.
Yeah.
So
nice.
Good
nice.
Point.
Okay. All right, guys. Well, hey, thanks very much.
Well, I hope your move finishes up just fine, and you have a wonderful Labor Day weekend. Appreciate hearing from you, Fred.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I got the van. I actually sold all my furniture, and it was 99 in Studio City. And all I can say is thank God I regularly work out at the gym and train with body weight and lightweight.
Yeah.
Because I went through 5 bottles of water yesterday.
Wow.
And I'm not sore today. So it was
perfect.
It was about total of lifting and carrying items up and down stairs. I was probably moving for a total of about 5 hours yesterday.
Wow. Well, I'm glad that you got it done, and you know, maybe you can relax a little bit this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks very much.
You got it. Take care, my friend.
Thanks. Take care. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
So good questions when it comes to AC. But AC important, like cabin filters, because it reduces airflow when they start to get really dirty.
Yes.
And then the can put undue stress on the fan and trying to push air through them, pull, right? All these,
yeah,
is all this stuff. So pull air through them, I should say. So good to keep them all clean and everything cleaned up on that. Just keep an eye on it. But yes, no, we don't pull the Freon out, put Freon back in for any reason. As long as the pressures and the temperatures are perfect, you just let her ride, right, Kevin?
Let her ride.
Let her ride. That's what we do for that. So there's no other real maintenance except for checking the belts and pulleys and things like that. Just external stuff on it as far as that goes. But not a big deal and easy to do. So you know, keeps your AC and working. And let me tell you, this is not the time when you want your AC to stop working when you're sitting in stop-and-go traffic and it's 99 degrees outside, is it?
Nope, and when you have black leather seats, too. So that'll just attract the warmth of the car.
You just had to make it worse, didn't you?
I know.
Like, not only are you sweating like crazy, you're broiling now. You feel like you're in your own little George Foreman grill.
That's right.
It's cooking all the hamburger fat out.
You know, I could tell my wife, hey, I know you wanted a sauna really badly, so all I'm just letting you know is just go sit in the passenger seat for like 5 minutes today. And
are you just trying to think of ways that you get
save
in the doghouse?
Saving money here, okay?
No. Is that how you're going to sell it to her? We don't need a sauna. We just sweat in our own car. Yeah, no, don't do that because...
No, I was joking. Sorry. Yeah. I wasn't being serious.
It gets extremely hot inside those cars.
I know. Don't do it in Cleveland.
Can you imagine? You know, just when you get in your car for a second, start up, turn the AC on, you're like, oh, it is so hot in here.
Yep. My wife complains about it. I'm like, you have to let it drive a little bit. You have to let it run because it's just blowing warm air so far at first. And it'll come on eventually, so don't worry.
Public service message, don't leave a chapstick and things like that in your car. These kind of temperatures, they melt. They'll be all over your center console or wherever you leave them. It's a bad idea. So unless you buy the kind that's got a screw top that stays closed, you know. But the little chapsticks, they melt. They do. This temperature, you know, you get a car 150 degrees inside, it starts melting stuff for sure. And so if you sit in there, Brendan, with a car off for long enough, you'll melt too.
True.
Terrible idea.
I'm a chapstick. You're relating me
to
chapstick.
You're a chapstick? Oh, my gosh. All right. So much for that. We don't know where Brendan's going with this, but we're going to call that now and say no. Anyway, folks, 1-888-344-1170. You got any questions like Fred had, give us a shout, and we're happy to talk to you about 1-888-344-1170. We're going to take our last break here real quick. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM up in North County. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks. You know, something about your AC not working, the heat drives people crazy. Me and Kevin were just sitting here talking. I look up. There's some guy in Tupelo, Mississippi right now threatening to crash his plane into a Walmart. Who does this?
That's not Mississippi.
His AC must not be working and the heat drove him crazy down there. Because crazy people, please stop. Don't do these kind of things.
I think it's Missouri.
I don't mean to laugh, but come on. No, it's
Mississippi's M-I-S-S.
No,
MS. This Mississippi.
Tulupo is in...
It's Tupelo.
Tupelo, yeah.
And it's Mississippi.
That's where Elvis grew up, too.
Missouri is M-O, Kevin.
Okay.
The MS is Mississippi.
I thought it was M-I-S-S.
Well, that's how it's spelled, but that's MS is abbreviation.
No, the M-I-S-S was the abbreviation.
No, every state is two letters. Ohio, O-H. California, C-A.
Well, that's your cheer, guys. O-H.
Arizona,
I-O.
What's high on the ends and round in the middle? Or no, what's round on the ends and high in the middle? Sorry.
Ohio.
Yeah, Ohio. There you go. Cool stuff. Anyway, just crazy people, man. Don't do it. It's a bad idea. Yeah. Well, he'll fly around until he runs out of fuel, either one of the two. Eventually, you're going to have to land. And that little plane doesn't carry a lot of fuel. So I would evacuate the Walmart. That's what I would do. I'm sure that's what they did too.
Yeah. I mean, that's what happened when happened in an earthquake when I was living in Virginia that one time. I was shopping in Walmart and then an earthquake happened. So my mom and I ran out and then she goes, "I forgot my purse. Brendan, go back in the building and go grab it." She was going to offer me up for the earthquake instead to go get her
purse.
Well,
you were young, so you know a building falling on you probably wouldn't hurt you so bad.
I think he'd be okay with a beam dropping on his head or something.
Yeah, you never know. Well, and you know, to be honest with you, so this could be a cry for help. I'm pretty sure if you were going to crash a plane in the Walmart, you probably wouldn't tell anybody. You would probably do it, right? So hopefully they talk him down out of there and he gets the help that he needs. Let's hope so. Anyway, back to Auto Talk Radio. Let's talk about cars. 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. As we're talking about anything automotive related today, along with noises from your vehicle and items like that. But AC is a great topic today, EV, because you can't charge a car between 4 and 9. You know, all that good stuff. Do want to remind folks that Auto Talk Radio is brought to you also by Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. They are the highest quality batteries out there. We do not stock nor sell any other battery at the West Automotive Group for one simple reason. It is the highest quality battery out there. The number one technician recommended battery worldwide. If you need a battery for any of your vehicles, jump on westautomotivegroup.com and make an appointment. Get in. We'll get an Interstate installed for you. If you need a battery for any other need, and I mean they have batteries for every need, you can check them out at 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar or in La Mesa at 70th University. Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. All right, let's see what Bodie's up to today. What's Bodie up to today?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Coffee with Bodie. What's up, Bodie?
Well, two things. One is, as a point of FYI, Kevin was right. In the old days, before the government went to the two-letter designations for the states,
uh-huh.
Mississippi was abbreviated MISS.
Oh, there you go, Kevin. Old school.
Old school, yeah.
That's what he's remembered.
The government went to... They got
involved again, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. Here's another little sideline: is in the old Wild West, is every town, and they made the three time zones.
Yeah.
So the government had to go into all these small towns and get them, force them to change the clocks to the standard time.
Because everybody was just doing their own thing.
Yeah, right. Every time it would be, one's 8:30 and you drive 20 miles and it was 8:31, It's like, it was an interesting piece of Americana. When I lived in Arizona for a number of years, and one of my old timer buddies would say, "Odin," he said, "we went somewhere," and he said, "open the door." And I went, "yeah." And he said, "start the AC, start the car, let the AC run."
Mm-hmm.
He says, "make sure it's only on the lower part of the dash position." And I said, "why is that?" And he goes, "your windshield's probably 115, 120.
Mm-hmm.
I went, "yeah." And he goes, "you put cold air on it, you could crack it."
Yep. The good news is, though, when you turn on an AC system, yeah, you don't want it on defrost. You could have it come straight out the vents at you. But AC should not be blowing out the defrost anyway. That's not normal. But if it did... it's hot air coming out initially anyway. It doesn't cool down that quick, but I do agree with him, especially the temps they get out there. It's extremely hot inside a car.
And quick story is I lived on a street that had these big, like, sycamore trees that were like 50, 60 feet high. And they for about a mile and a half, it shaded the whole street. And so one day I'm driving down a street, and in the middle of summer, the guy's in his shorts, no top, sneakers and socks, no water bottle. And he's in the middle of the afternoon. It looks like he's ready to keel over. So I called the police. I said, "You may have a heart attack."
Yeah.
With this guy, and they showed up and told him to go home.
Well, he may be in distress. Yeah. You know, wonder about people wandering around out there like that.
Yeah.
Not good. Yeah, no, you need to be safe these days. And especially, you know, right now we are having quite the heat advisory. So one thing that I should mention is, you know, if you feel like you're getting overheated there in San Diego, they do have all these cool, well, obviously you could go visit a Costco or a Walmart or any big store. I go to a mall where it's air, you know, where you can get inside and get a little bit of cool air if you need be, if it's really bothering you. So be safe and drink lots of water, right, Bodie? Like we do.
That's right. All right, gentlemen, stay cool.
Stay cool and stay hydrated. Hey, Bodie, have a wonderful Labor Day. Good hearing from you, man.
Ciao, gentlemen.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye. Always good stuff. Always good to talk to Bodie. Good things, you know?
Yeah.
As far as that goes. So 1-888-344-1170, anything automotive related. Let's see, this morning we talked about the EVs and how our power grid's going to crash. And I was actually laughing at my friend Ron because he's got that AMG EQS Mercedes that he bought, which is all electric.
Right.
He's like, "It's so fast." I'm all, "Not when the battery's dead."
Right.
"Not when the battery's dead." I said, "Dude, luckily he's got solar, because he's got that, and then his fiance has a another Mercedes that's a hybrid plug-in."
Uh-huh.
But it's a hybrid, at least, you know.
She can run gas in hers.
Yeah. But I said, "Man, you guys are pulling some wattage when I go by their house, and they're both plugged in inside the garage." I'm all, "Jeezy Pete's, man.
Your house is lit up like a Christmas tree."
The dial's doing this.
Zing, like, zing, zing, zing.
All good. But he does have solar, so. Did you guys see here in San Diego, speaking of, the new Snapdragon Stadium? I saw pictures of it all. That's a pretty cool place. That for SDSU, where Qualcomm used to be,
right?
Most of it's done. It looks really good.
What is it?
It's a stadium for SDSU to play in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's for the college football.
Cool.
But it's cool. Little, I mean, it's not obviously it's not like Qualcomm, but Qualcomm was old and dilapidated. It needed to go. This is a beautiful college stadium. No question about it. Really cool. So, it came out really nice, and it looks really good, and I'm sure they're going to do lots of different things there and cool stuff. So it'll be nice to see. They have some really nice suites that they built in there. So hopefully get invited to one of those. That'll be awesome. Somebody that's got a suite there, call me. Me and Kevin want to go to a football game.
Right.
Yeah, or whatever game.
College right, is Brenda, always
Brenda, do you have a suite there? Do you have a suite there?
I don't, but I will say, for me personally, I hate the outside look of the stadium, but the inside is so, so gorgeous.
Yeah.
I went to the SDSU scrimmage.
Oh, you did? There?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
So it wasn't an actual football game, and there was no tackling or anything like that. But
they were just kind of working out.
Exactly. Yeah. And you know what? It's a beautiful football field. And
they did a good job with it, didn't
they?
Oh,
yeah. Absolutely. I was impressed with it. No. I'm going to be excited to see how it looks on TV, because they're playing today against Arizona.
So. There?
Uh-huh.
Oh, cool. So did they finish all the rest of the development around there that they were supposed to do? Is that all done too, or do you?
No, they're still fixing those.
Oh, are they building housing, or they're building housing for students or something?
I heard they're building housing, and that hasn't been finished yet still.
Gotcha.
That's not going to be finished till probably next football season, which is fine.
No matter what you put there was way better than Qualcomm, because it was time for it to go.
Yeah.
Well,
now,
it's been
next,
there forever.
I hope it's Sports Arena, because my goodness, that place needs a different thing entirely. It smells like rotten fish.
I don't know if you should knock that place down. Where will all those rats go that are in the basement of that thing? They're going to be scurrying for something, man.
I know.
Sports Arena is definitely showing its age for sure. It's time for it to. It's very old.
Very quickly, I also want to give a shout out to our women's soccer team. They are doing fantastic.
Are they?
They're going to the championship this year. So they've been honestly really good. And
what kind of cars do they drive?
I don't know.
We're gonna have to call and ask them. Brendan, exactly. Call and ask them.
I will. So congratulations to them, and they'll be joining SDSU Stadium next season, not this season.
So they're going to play soccer there too.
Correct. Yes, and we're getting an MLS team there soon too, as well. Major League Soccer team.
Oh,
so they'll play with LA Galaxy and everything like that too. Yeah.
Is that stadium big enough for that?
Yep.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah. LA Galaxy is a much smaller stadium than what we have.
In this part of the world, soccer doesn't draw as many fans as like football does for professional football, right?
Sometimes. Definitely during playoff season, it'll draw a huge crowd.
So how many people would that stadium, the new Aztec Stadium, hold?
If I remember right, it's supposed to be close to Qualcomm in terms of numbers.
I'll
look it up again.
That big?
It's pretty high. Yeah,
I didn't know that. The way it's laid out, it didn't look like it.
I know, because they have expandable seats now, too, so they can expand even further if they need to add more seats in the stadium, too.
Very cool. Good to know. Good to know. There you go, folks. So keep an eye out. What is a cool thing is a new thing that's come to San Diego, and they revitalized it. But I do agree with Brendan, and that is a sports arena that would be great if it's next. I just don't know if the footprint where sports arena sets is big enough for somebody to build something like that there again.
Yeah.
You know, because that sports arena is not, well, you know, could build something really cool to get some basketball games here and stuff like that. You know?
I mean, we used to have it there. The LA Clippers used to
play. That was like the sports arena, right?
Yeah.
It's down on Sports Arena Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I was going to say, because hockey and basketball is normally played in that arena.
They play
hockey, yes.
They still playing hockey there?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And basketball, they only do one game, and that's during the preseason. And I'm not kidding you, every single season for the past, I think, 6 or 7, they cancel it by the halftime because the court is so terrible. Because the stadium can't handle a basketball court in there, and it's awful.
It's just not good. Yeah.
They also have a lacrosse team, too, in there. So that's
cool. Oh, they do?
Yep. By the way, 35,000 is the seating, but it can expand to 55,000.
What was the seating of Qualcomm before? Do you remember?
I got to look that up again, too. Oh, so.
I was just curious. And it just looked like it was smaller. I mean, it's much more beautiful. That don't get me wrong, but it just looked like it was smaller. Anyway, so we're going to, while Brendan's looking up that number, did you find it?
Yep, 70,000. So it's actually is a smaller stadium, but in all honesty, it's going to be a better quality of stadium for sure.
Well, I know like in Europe, like, soccer draws humongous crowds and stuff.
Yes.
You know, and obviously South America, places like that, their stadiums are built for soccer.
Heck, when we bring our baseball team and football team over to England, it sells really well, and they sell out the crowds there.
Oh, sure.
And that stadium is huge still in terms of seating capacity. So,
gotcha.
I mean, like you said, they take sports really seriously everywhere, basically. You know,
They do. Yeah. So, well, cool. It's a beautiful stadium. Hopefully everybody gets to enjoy it. So, and go see something there, because it is new, it is clean, and it is squeaky looking. So it's good to see. 1-888-344-1170. If you want to sneak in an automotive question before we end up the day, we talked about all kinds of things here, even stadiums and all. But, you know, even though a stadium is not car related, you have to drive there or get there somehow. That requires transportation. So, did they put in a bunch of charging stations at the new stadium?
I will say I did see charging stations there. Not a bunch.
Google how many charging stations are there for me, please. Why I'm busy. We'll put Brendan to work, you know.
Are they free?
No.
Well, somebody told me that some of these rest places, like the Cal, you know, what do they call them? Like the little things on the side of the freeway.
Rest stops.
Well, yeah, but they're not really rest stops, so because they're in the city more. You know what I mean? They're smaller. But
well, I know, like all the ones at the mall and all that you pay for. Here, I got a question for you, because something that we discussed this already. So if they have charging stations there, and you park your car there, you leave your car on their fast charge stations. The other ones, if you leave the car plugged in over a certain amount of time, they charge you crazy extra money once it's charged.
Right.
But if you go into the game, you can't come back out and unplug your car.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how's that going to work out? You have to move your car too, then.
Exactly. Yeah.
How's that going to work out?
I don't know.
How many charging stations?
It currently has 900
charging stations.
Correct. 900 charging stations right now. And they're looking to expand one another 450 as soon as they're done building the studio.
Well, there you go.
You know what's be so cool? 900 cars plug into them bad boys. Brrr.
Yep.
The whole infrastructure in San Diego will crash.
I would not be surprised in the slightest if that happens. So they have to really think this out first.
Remember this on Auto Talk Radio. Brian, Brendan, and Kevin first talked about the grid in San Diego crashing as soon as 900 cars show up to plug in at the new Snapdragon Stadium. You'll be there and all the lights are going to fail. Everything's going down. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but it's probably something like that's going to happen. It does not. That's all built for that. That's beautiful. But the rest of the infrastructure is not built for that.
Let me reiterate. I'm so sorry. They're going to install 900 spaces, but they finished 450. So I take that back. So half of that amount so far. So.
There you go. It's one of those things. What can you say? It's car stuff, right? So we'll see what happens there as far as I figured that they would put a bunch of charging stations there because it's new and that's the direction we're going, et cetera. So one of those things for sure. But good stuff and always good to talk about, and it'll be interesting to see how that works out. But once again, the question that I have is, if you plug your car in to charge it, what was it that we were talking before that it was over 4 hours it started charging you extra amount of money? Like crazy. Some of it was like...
It was like a charger because they didn't want you parking your car there all day.
I read 2 hours, but
Maybe it was 2 hours then. Yeah. I was trying to
remember. And keep in mind, how long is a football game there usually? It's 3 hours. Exactly.
So that means that extra hour. Didn't we see like if you went over, like they charged you $40 an hour after that or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
See, I'd put those bad boys in, too. You'll be making lots of extra money. 900 of those for an extra hour, if they're all plugged in at $40 for the extra hour. Add that up, Brendan.
I understand that people will pay for it. It's, again, though, I'm worried about the power source again. Like you said, I don't want the whole stadium to shut down all of a sudden. Well, so.
It's no different.
Expensive parking, though.
They keep saying we're running out of water, but they keep building brand new houses.
It's true. And if you charged your EV at home, and you just drive to the game, you have no need to plug it in anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
So not everybody has to plug their car in every place they go. So if you do charge at night, that car's just fine to drive there, sit all day, and drive home. It's not going to run out of battery power.
I was going to say, I'm going to feel so bad for the people who I sit with at the games. They'll be like, oh, it's halftime. I got to go take out my car away from the charging station.
From the race charging station. But they won't let you out and back in.
Yeah, exactly. So
you ever noticed,
I got to see the first
You'll have to have an EV pass. I have an EV.
You never park right where you... Wherever you park, your seats are always on the other side of the stadium. You ever notice that?
Yeah, that's true too. and if you want to park in the charging station, it's not like you can move those anywhere. You have to park where the charging station is, right? I mean, it's a requirement.
Which would be on the other side of the stadium, no matter where I was.
The cord on those bad boys is only so long, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah. Yep. It doesn't reach halfway across the parking lot, so it's all good. And you can't bring an extension with you. So, no go. Anyway, it's good stuff. We'll see how this works out. It's an ever-changing environment when it comes to EVs and keeping them going and charged and all the stuff they're putting in.
But probably going to put some charging stations if they redo Sports Arena, right? I'm assuming
so. Of course. I think everywhere. And actually, I wouldn't be surprised if you looked in the code and ordinances when they rebuild these things and get permits. They probably have to include, you know, just like when you redo a new property and you're putting up a wall, you have to put greenscape on it and all these things that are required by code and ordinance. I'm sure because of EVs and the direction they're going, charging stations are required to be put in, you know, a certain amount for so many parking spots, etc.
Right. I noticed that some parking spots too, a lot of them that I go to, will offer reserve parking for clean air vehicles as well. So I don't know if that's another ordinance thing. I've never heard of a clean air vehicle personally.
Well, a clean air vehicle is a hybrid.
Oh, so it's specifically for hybrid cars.
No, not a hybrid. I said EV, electric vehicle, totally clean. Doesn't produce any emissions.
It's just a regular parking spot.
It doesn't in the moment.
Gotcha. It does. Yeah, or zero emission vehicles, which there are some hybrids that are considered zero emissions.
Okay, gotcha.
So, or what do they consider? There's two other designations for those two. Almost zero, and there's something else. Anyway,
almost zero.
Well, it's just, you know, when you're, as far as emission goes. But, you know, I do see a benefit for folks, gas mileage-wise and all that, with a lot of the hybrid cars. And because you have both and you don't have to plug them in, you know, as far as that goes, then they regenerate. And it's all beneficial until you have to replace that battery.
Yep.
We've had some hybrid Nissans that the batteries themselves are over $10,000 for the battery itself to replace, not including the labor, et cetera. So one of those things, you know, can be extremely expensive. It can. So you have to think it out and make sure that that's what you want to do for sure. All right, folks. Man, it's been another great show, but it's and we hope everybody out there is going to have an enjoyable Labor Day. Get out in your Tin Lizzy or your Hoopty or what was the other names that you had before? We haven't used
those
in a while.
No, you used Tin Lizzy. I always liked Tin Lizzy the best. So
Tin Lizzy and
Bone
Hoopty.
Rattler.
Bone Rattler.
Be careful out there because it's going to be hot.
Yes. Yeah, and oh, a big time reminder. Hey, folks. Drinking and driving, no. Bad idea. Please don't do it. You know, I mean, there's Uber and there's everything else. And no matter what it costs to get a taxi or Uber, it's way cheaper than putting somebody's life in danger or getting a DUI, et cetera. So let's be safe and let's take alternative transportation if we're drinking, for sure. Or just designate somebody. Call your 17-year-old who's not supposed to be drinking and have him pick you up at the bar.
Exactly.
Whichever. Just be safe. That's my whole point. All right, San Diego and everybody else out there, make sure and keep the rubber side down and the shiny side up. We appreciate you joining us here at Auto Talk Radio, and we'll be back next Saturday morning for sure from 7 to 8 a.m. to spread some more automotive joy as we do and talk about everything automotive related. We really didn't get through the noise part of the show today, but we did cover some really great topics and heard from some really great folks. We appreciate y'all giving us a call and talking to everybody. Be safe. Have fun. Until next week, this is Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego, 1170 AM and 96.1 FM. Take care.
For answers to all your automotive questions, tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com and click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.
This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.